Anyway, the ripley dog, of course. I got the bus because he came, you know, because they're bloody good in there. I mean, you could do it in the near, and it's obviously, I realise myself that I've had it. But I was trying to sort of calm down my sister. She didn't take notice of me. I went and stood for 2 days, sort of put my hand on my shoulder and tried to tell her I was all right. It was not me that was feeling it. I was sitting beside her, and she probably didn't think of cotton eye at all, the fact that it was me at all. And she just sat down and proper station again. Anyway, and then the doctor, he went. And then they came and they took the body away, you see. So I've stumped it out, I've got a sack of potatoes. I thought I'm not going after that, I'm going to stay in the other night, I'm going to sit down in my chair, I think. So I sat down there, but I think it all out. Then where my sister by this time, she'd gone off. That was about 9 years ago. And all of a sudden it was just as if the fireplace disappeared, said, where are you? And then, where the fireplace was, this is a kind of all that disappeared, and I could see beautiful green fields and trees, and then there was sort of, well, I can say it was bigger than before, like the little brook, and I could see something, I suppose, we know what it was, coming up towards me in the distance, and I made it out, it was a figure. Then this my mother, to her again, she looked, oh, what I see, there's a picture which I still got in the room hanging up on the wall, as a matter of fact. My mother, when she was first married, she came right up to what was the fireplace towards me, and she was smiling all over her place, and she was as happy as a self-boy. She says, come on, she says, you don't want to stay here. I don't think you should be here. No one's going to take me back to something. No one realizes, you know, you have to come and be with me. She says, well, I don't know, I don't understand. She says, you know, it's all over now. Something that old chair in this room, she says, she's a well of my old people, you've been every day. You know, she started telling me about where I get myself going, or where I suppose I had, you know, over the years. Even on my own, the old town that died, shut down previous times, and how many hours did another one, which I knew so well, but I wouldn't be that long enough to see her, and it wouldn't be fair on the poor man on the road. So she says, can come with me. She says, I've got Mick. So I says, Mick. That was my other dog. She says, Mick, she says, we've been looking up for Mick for you. So I said, well, oh, I'd love to see old Mick. And she's asking me, here's the time I said, yeah. I said, well, who's told me you've been there? You used to come up to me and please they don't mind me. Not to say someone has told you was there, master. Oh, he was a dear old thing, and my bunk man and my sister, she probably had. She was good in a way, but, oh, I don't know. Anyway, I didn't think it was an awful thing. We all sat in the house. I always sometimes wish she wouldn't come. And I suppose she was right in a way. I didn't even have a step there. But anyway, I remember my mother. And it was funny. And then it was in this, what had been my fireplace. And into this lovely sort of countryside. And then as I was walking, and my mother was a master away from me, telling me all sorts of things she was, oh goodness me, about my father. I was asking to her, I said, well, this is her oldest father. She said, oh, I see him. She says, I'm not believing it, you know, but you know, when he was separated, what I thought about that, I knew that never got on too well. She says, well, I see him, but we got together. She says, I live with my own people, that's all I would have seen, that was my own reference. And also Florrie, well, Florrie was her favorite sister who died many years ago, all when I was a kid. She says, Florrie and I, she says, we were like, well, peas in a pot, you know, saying in every sex, you know, and then how upset I was when she died. I said, well, I don't remember that when he was, I was only a nipper then. She said, oh, well, I was blown and picked it on, and we knew hospital work. I says, what? She says, we do hospital work, it's an hospital. Tell them hospitals if they did, if you don't need to come away from the babies and the baby. Well, no hospitals, or oh, she says, well, they ain't hospitals the same way. Female hospitals, but they're necessary for certain types of people who, and me unsettled. The guy that was in hell, she says, it's interesting about the man, some people in it. Anyway, she says, I have love for those young people too, because she says, you know about art, the geography, and the media. Art, I said, the best of them, about art. She said, oh no, she says, he wouldn't remember, but she said, he died. Oh, he from here, and he was always born. Oh, I said, I may remember something about him, but oh yes, she said, he died as a baby and he's grown up. I said, I don't know, that makes sense to me. She said, oh, what other things might make sense to you? She said, can you bring me for a dollar and then you'll hit him yet? But I understand it. She says, these things then suddenly come to you, you have to be patient. So I said, well, what about my stuff back home? I said, what's the name about it? She said, oh, she said, didn't you start work about that? She said, no, he goes not a bit. She says, well, that's the was it? So I said, oh, it might have been good for you. I said, but it's not the name, after all. So she said, no, she says, don't think about those things. And she says, tell me to mind away from it. So she says, well, I'm going to have a few, but I ought to be here. She laughed. She says, you was also my for a joke. So I said, well, I'd like to have a look and see what goes on. So she said, well, don't talk about that now. She says, we'll see. So I said, I'd like to see you too, sir. I said, not that there's many that would have those stories, but it's my old bad heart for you. So she said, I won't forget you too, now she's next to the place for me. Funny thing is, I think she's next to the place. It was as if she's next to me, she went out to the door. And there's something going on there, and I can hear her speaking to me, and if she wants to say anything away, if she wants to speak to you. So I stopped still, because she's come orange. So I said, good, I don't understand it. You speak to me, and if you know, it's not going to be it. It's not a bit of a creepy sort of thing. I said, back in. So she says, well, you seem to have no real to speak by your thoughts. And she says, after all, she says, you're receiving what I'm saying, you're hearing things. So I says, yes, this is Mr. Nye, she's speaking to me, saying, will be your job. So she says, oh, no, either. She says, come on. She says, come on, don't get that way. She says, you understand what I'm saying, say it on, you know. I thought, I don't know how, little bug, you know, I was. Then they came to a creature. Funny about this creature. And he's moving in this precious myself. I didn't realize you didn't understand this myself, this young school, because I didn't speak out loud. Oh, this bridge, I have this bridge. This is the prison that used to be. This little place where we, you know, we were never seen when we were kids. She said, that's right. I said, no, that's right. I said, since they come over here, I said, okay. So I said, no, I guess I said, the prison that I remember used to be down in the old place where we was. She said, oh, well, she said, what did she say? She said, over here, she says, you've got a sort of, replica, she calls it, and everything practically, you know, and she says, I'm sorry, you know, yes, she says, you've got some things back up in memories, this will help you, and you remember the little village and the people and all these other things. So she said, this is here. So I said, well, I can't be here. I said, this is Buckinghamshire. Years ago, she said, 60, 70 years ago. She says, and that's right. She says, but this is the same. It's not the same in the way she says, but it almost knows you were the same place was, and you were different. So I said, I don't understand this. I'll give it up to her. I said, well, she says, you know, boy, she's in the way. So she said, we're going to Bayes. I said, oh, she says, well, Hayes. Right. She said, yes. I said, well, she died years ago. She said, well, she just told me that I had forgotten, which I saw back in her life or so. There's no way I was staying up and down, trying to go back. But then she died. She said, well, that makes sense. She said, it doesn't make sense to you, she says, and can you begin to ask it? The man was always happy at the village. She always got the little cottages she had, you know, that little cottage she had, the end of the row. I said, oh, I remember that. So she says, oh, well, you'll see for yourself, and it was just as if I was walking back into the past. There was that same little house, one of four it was on the end, the little side of the old brick wall in the front, the garden that my uncle used to do such pride in, you know, oh, it was nice, all the hollyhocks and the flowers, everything, as he always liked it. And there it was, then 的样子，谁都不能做。这是一首概念，被人家知的概念，真概念啊！我是那个那个万达的，那现在在那里面一个在说话的都是一句，这个这个是不是我记得对吗？你是个很老的土匪。He got the old thing, he was told straight as an arrow. And young and fresh looking, and we did look wonderful well. Purely shade. And then they were all made such a patch of me, they put me inside and set me down. And then it was spit and span and clean and fresh. It was just like as if it was on a summer's day, and then presently burned me. I thought, well, I'll get that. And for me, it was summer's day, and we did on a summer's day, and I don't see no sun. It was a lovely light. And I made some talk about it, and they said, oh well, this is it, of course, we don't have excesses of heat or cold. It's always mild and pleasant. The light is always, you know, very nice. So they said, we don't come and see, because they're just about full of me. I think don't sit down that loud, doesn't it? I'm being, they start telling me, it's time for pots of tea. Said, oh, she laughed. She said, look, you understand. It's like your mother's made out, try to tell you. But when you first come here, everything's made very much the same. So she'll be happy and familiar. And if you want something up there, you can have it. So, the person realizes this seems unnecessary. But if you'd like to have a tour, she says, you can have an appetite as well. And they very neat here. You know, so I guess it was supposed to be about 2 minutes. So she said, well, I've got an idea. I can make it. And then he went out of the bed. Oh, he was going to be out of the bed. He said, now, I had to laugh at him about it. He was just saying in teapots that I always remember an old brown thing she had 3 years of a spare brown. And then she got this same old cover on it, and she was always the fucked up one she needed herself years ago. Funny I should remember that teapot, because something that has things that my mother can remember most about is that some of that teapot is stuck in my mind, and that dolly thing she had on top was like a child thing, you know, with a rat on it, and it's the same. So I laughed, so I said, she's still telling you, God, that you can bring that over, you've been back there. She said, no, she did, but I was just as surprised. She said, well, I had to find it with the She said, there would be anything that many things are not to do, if it's worth having, if it's important to you. I just want to think about it. If you stop thinking about it, you've got to think it's necessary, then it's no longer exist for you. But it only exists today because you've come. And because you're thinking of the past, and us thinking of the past, we used to come sometimes to see us, and we used to make a cup of tea, and then that tray, the whole thing tray, and then beaches and flowers on. Then it was just the same, cousin. But then, you say you've got all this stuff, so she said, well, think about it. Isn't she the company you thought about it, and thought you'd make it comfortable, and feel at home, so you got it? But as soon as we stop thinking it's important, it won't need it anymore. So I said, I don't know, I just don't need it at all. So I think after a while, they said, we should go for a walk. I said, all right, we should go. So she did. And we couldn't meet them. And the other one said, well, we're going to see old Mabel. And it's made me laugh, because old Mabel was, well, they used to say she was nuts, you know, she wasn't all there. She was about the thing she was, and I said, don't come to see me as well. So I said, she's still as dark. He said, she shouldn't say anything. The funny thing is, she was the most sensible one of the week. I said, don't get away. I said, it won't be she, but a big brother thing. She says, you go see yourself. So we went out and we went to see this fool in a mail. Oh, she was a tasty boy. Oh, she lived, I lived for years, you know, all on her own. Her mother died all many years ago. And then one made a bit of a battle when she was a bit rough then. And she ate them. Funny sort of attitude of mind about religion she had. She said at church for years. But you know, the funny thing about it is, little then, they couldn't stop going to church naturally. And indeed, an old parson there, he was a nice old chap, you know, really understanding. You know, the Mabel, she used to make herself a bit of a nuisance in that church. And she was always But you didn't know what she was going to get up to. And then one occasion when the mountain was in the doorway, she suddenly stood up, you know, shouting out, "I can see you." She says, "I can see you." Of course, all the amazing work was like the congregation and all that. So I said, "I don't know quite what happened." I heard this from another years away laughing. Evidently, she used to see things, you know. And maybe she saw somebody standing behind the bars in the pulpit, and it was the clergyman that stood for him. And of course, they got her out, you know, hyping and pacified her. And she says, "Oh, I saw it. I saw you." She said, "You stand behind the bars in the pulpit and just tell me what to say." Well, of course, we all thought she was nuts, you know. I mean, it was a joke from the police. As a matter of fact, she stood on that church, stood on the cleaning and the polishing and the bars and all that on. But anyway, I remember while the grandmother she'd keep the package, you know, because she got a bit much and, you know, she was always seeing things and telling people things. And one of the things she told people out of two was, I remember she told them, well, my mother says that she told them, and there was never the deal that he'd been bad for her, but nevertheless, well, it hurts you a few days later than it was. After that was burnt down and the books and all the rest of it. Anyway, I didn't know much of her because they thought she was a little witch, I mean. Anyway, she welcomed me, and she wasn't thinking about the time, remember, but in the progress of that, and she was happy, and she was talking away, and she says, "You know, I didn't worry that old parson, he was another bad old stick, you know, he used to stand up there and spat. He had no clue what she's talking about." She said, "I used to sit there sometimes and see the previous parson standing there, and I used to see people that I've known when I was a girl in the village, sitting in the pews and walking up and down sometimes." And she says, "Once I sat there," she said, "and then I seemed to realize it was a dream. But there was a woman came in and she went out to walk, and she went up there, and she put some big bunch of flowers on the altar. She said, I knew the girl, she'd be there for 20 years, because no one else saw nothing." She said, "I was always right there." She said, "They all thought I was there." She says, "Then they were preaching and telling the people about things. I was going to my dad, they've seen some captain around there with a large man, you see. He was there to show them." I said, "I don't know. The more I see the things, the more I get the orders," I says. So she goes, "Oh, you don't want to worry," she says. "They tell you all sorts of things down there," she says. "But none of them know much about it. And Moses facing them, most know least. And not scared to sleep in any case. In fact, they're also scared of the devil, but they're not afraid to do anything or find out anything if they get involved in some way." And she says, "Well," she says, "they don't even know what they're talking about. During the Christmas, the devil was going to be there." She says, "I always knew that. I didn't need that pastor to tell me." I said, "I'm always hearing with spirits, because I've seen many of them," she says. "And I know there's good spirits and the spirits of lots of good," she says, "but mischievous like. We used to have a child, but then she says she was a mischievous little thing, she was. And she looked around, but we won't remember about it. So she says she never forgives. She's a nice little thing, she's grateful too. She's a matter of fact, and I obviously have, so I still want to remember something about it. All the things I listen to, the things I experience, not bad enough. It's marvelous to be having anything about it to me." And all this time, you know, there was my sister on her, pulling her eyes out, a crocodile tear through the gun. She ain't got much time for me, really. She just had an addictive. If only you had people do things that they need to do that they should do. But then all the time, my cousin is swearing about it and saying, "Oh, the bad to this and do that." You know, it's funny about people. My sister, she was a bad soul, but she got a bit fed up on my mind. She had a base of rubbles there that she had. So it's her husband. Anyway, well, what about this fool? I suppose you ought to be there. Since I'm dead, I should put in an appearance. So, my mother, she bowed. She says, "Oh, well, what do you want to get down there?" She finished that up. She was just seen her funeral. So, she said, "Oh, well, that was so great. You know, I'd like to see you go to the funeral." "Oh," she said, "well, that's what you want to do." She said, "I'll go with you." So, anyway, so in the meantime, she should have a rest. So she said, "You don't need a bed." I said, "Oh, bed? Do you have a bed here?" She says, "Well," she says, "it's not necessary, but in your case, it might be a good thing." So anyway, cut long story short, went to bed. Next thing I knew, I woke up, I was standing in the local cemetery. And it was a rather old me, I tell you, it really did annoy me because I kept up my shorts and all the rest of it. There it was, all put down in the grave. It was a pauper's grave, and this really upset me certain quick, because I'd made sure that there was enough money to be decently buried. That's why we do ask those that want to go see them funeral. There was my sister and two other people. But I reckon I joke when I didn't. But was an old chap I used to know, who would be in the school together. Anyway, I think the other side. He put down the but he was coming down and made it out. The old parson was hurrying through the stuff because he didn't got a play in the cage. And I don't know what I did. And I realised that she hadn't gotten to buy a bit of bread, you know. She just brought me out there. She was feeling she didn't even, in a way, it didn't matter. It was a principle of thing. I was going to kick up my polishes and let her. I let her out and I'd stop me there. And she did that all the time. I thought, well, you wait, you bitch. I was thinking to myself, you come over here. I'll give you what for. They did do that on me. And then, anyway, mother says, look, by the time she comes, you'll think differently. After all, what a waste of money. She said, no, look, she said, what does it matter where you're buried? If where you are, the matter's the way you're buried. And that little bit of money will tide her over and help her. But I know she did the principles wrong. I said, she did the big principles wrong. She said, I seen it was her line to miss the first avenue to the funeral. So she did what?
Papa, I'm going to go to the room and make it.
Okay.